Vice President for Community Health, Jay Schrader, says they want to get funds to agencies as quickly as possible.
The fund was our health system's way to provide community-based organizations some resources very quickly to help with response to COVID.
Schrader says the fund will help food insecurity, child care, elder care, emergency transportation, or other challenges due to the statewide public health emergency. The funds are for agencies within the Marshfield Clinic and Security Health Service area.
The organizations must be 501c related, so schools, some churches, local units of government, United Ways, YMCAs, all have the ability to access these funds.
Schrader says the funding will stay until it's used up. He says they think the dollars put forth are a good start for these types of community-based organizations, and he says they'll monitor the situation to see if they need to add more money. He says they made the application process as simple as possible. He says a key is for the local agencies to contact local response leadership to make sure their effort is not duplicating some other organization's response. Additional eligibility and funding information, along with the application, can be found at the Marshfield Clinic website under COVID. Ken Krall, WXPR News.